Did your parents or grandparents ever share any stories about the tornado that hit Menlo Park in 1920?
I remember them saying in the aftermath, which was very bad, I remember seeing things that went through the middle of a tree and boards that went in homes. And a lot of things were destroyed, but that didn't seem, I guess to them, because they were young, all that severe.
Now, growing up, when did you actually leave Melrose Park? What year was that?
Probably I started leaving when I went to college. I went to a school downstate called Eureka College. I spent 4 years there.
That's where Ronald Reagan, Eureka.
Yes, and he's actually a fraternity brother. He used to come to the fraternity house. We had a house mother by the name of Ma Shannon, who was as old as the hills. And they used to have house mother schools at the University of Indiana. The house mothers, I don't know if people knew that or not, and they elected her the top house mother of the year. Ronald Reagan used to come back to the college every so often. I met him before he was governor, when he was still Screen Actors Guild in that period of time, and he would come and have lunch with us. So we put on a dress spread, but he liked the macaroni and cheese, chicken he would eat, or if we were lucky, we would financially very sound, we may have steak or something, but it basically that's what he had. And the one thing he used to love was the what we call Teak Delight. It was like all types of fruit mixed in with a kind of a cream marshmallow type thing. He liked that too. And then we would go up in a parlor and we would talk a little. Basically, it was a time for him to get away from whatever he was doing. Probably one of the few places his wife didn't have to worry about him being without having others around him. And his brother Neil was also there as well. And I came back. I taught in Michigan 2 years, one up north Michigan, one near Benton Harbor. At that point in time, I went on to try and find a school to do my master's in, which I did.
About what year was, what did you, what years did you attend college?
Well, I started at Northern in the music, and that was a disaster because I'm tone deaf. I can't read music, and why I ever picked that subject was because I love music, and I love jazz, and I love dancing, but I was no good. I was terrible. That was the worst year of my life in college. I went back, and I took some other tests to get back into college because I wasn't very good with my grades in music, as you can probably guess, and there were a number of colleges that I looked at, and I could get in, and that's when I went down to Eureka because it was probably the closest of all the colleges, and you could take the train down there because I didn't have a car, and they would pick me up in Peoria and bring me to Eureka. Spent 4 years there. Played a little bit football, ran track, joined a fraternity, was in a couple honor societies, science and history, junior class president, and a number of things. You did everything on campus. I actually did the yearbook, and I also wrote on the newspaper. So that was really the biggest change. I really grew out of probably Merrill's Park at that time. I did teach after my second year up in Michigan, so it would be 62 to about 64. I taught at in Merrill's Park at Jane Addams School, Division and Ninth, and then I got hoodwinked into doing the representative for the parent teachers and all that. Taught school there, which I enjoyed. I had a lot of great kids. They did extremely well. I taught 5th grade, and they were in the top grade in all of District 89. And they were way above the national average. So I really wanted to finish, because I already started at Western Michigan, to get my graduate degree in guidance and counseling, because I thought I wanted to be a counselor, because I like working with kids. But I took an awful lot of psych courses as well, so I was almost in two departments, until they told me I can't get a master's in psych unless I got an undergraduate in psych. Was going to go back and do that, but trying to do both at the same time, taking me another year or so. I left that, and I came out west in James B. Conant High School. Wound up being a teacher counselor, which was not the right thing to do, either a counselor or teacher, but not both. And I decided that's not really what I want to do. All my buddies and that were tired of me doing work at night for school kids and that. And so I decided, well, okay, I'll try something else. And I wound up going to what used to be the old Westward Ho Golf Course on Wood Road, north of North Avenue. Villa Scalabrini is still there. and became part of Automatic Electric. Started out with marketing and then went into human resource management. And then later, when the oil crisis came and they were going to start to reduce populations there, decided to look around. By accident, wound up at Heinz Hospital for 3 years, and they said, well, your background is too strong for here, but we gave you all the basics you need. And I went to work for the Secretary of the Interior in Washington, D.C. for a year. Didn't like it there because it was very political. What I call the non-DOD organizations are very political. Found out that DOD wasn't, and went and worked for the Department of Defense and basically the Department of Navy, and I was there until I retired.
One thing I forgot to ask you earlier, where did you go to high school? What were those years like?
Well, grade school was Mills Park Public Grade School, and Proviso was a high school. I think we had one of the largest classes in existence. Probably the only kid in the entire history of that school that got a diploma from his father, because my dad was on the school board. And when I went back to the 50th, no one remembered that. But I do remember when I went up there and they announced it, and everybody go, ooh.